And the background to the blog post is actually this sort of very informal lunch I have. I'm teaching in an exec ed program right now for SES folks and general officers in the military. And I was actually teaching about performance measurement and GPRA kinds of issues. And some of the students sort of said, can we talk about performance evaluation or performance appraisal of individual employees? And I said, well, we're not going to do it in class, but anybody wants to sort of sit down for an informal lunch, we'll do it. So there's an informal out-of-class get-together with some of these SESers, and it sort of surprised me because they had asked for the lunch in the context of wanting to talk about pay for performance, but after we were talking about it for about 5 or 10 minutes, if that, they all sort of seemed to say, pay performance doesn't really move me one way or another. What I really would want more, if you gave me a choice, what would make more difference in the workplace is to make it easier to get rid of employees who are not performing or performing negatively or whatever. And that was sort of interesting that given the choice, they definitely would rather have the second than the first.
What do you think the holdup is? Because that's one of the misperceptions or that personnel people in government talk about all the time. Oh, people say you can't fire somebody, but you really can. And they cite the number of people that have been dismissed over the past whatever period of time they want to use. And yet, here's the people who are telling you that's more important to them than maybe being paid more for actually doing their own jobs.
Well, you know, I think that quote unquote you can fire a federal employee, but the it's so weighted towards due process protections. Of course, I'm in favor of having due process protections, but it's so weighted on that side that the amount of time, documentation, hassle that it takes to get rid of somebody who's not performing is so large that informally, certainly a lot of managers say, I have two choices. I can either try to get rid of somebody or try to do the rest of my job. I can't do both. And when the SESers started talking about this, I just sort of thought of this idea really just as we were talking. So I'm going to put it out here over the radio. I'm not committed to it, but I'd love to get comments, particularly from, people who, other managers or whatever, that, we now have a system where there is both a lot of hoops you need to go through with performance improvement plans and so forth before you can dismiss somebody, and then a fairly extensive appeals procedure after you dismiss them. And the idea I sort of put out there, and I'm not wedded to it, and as I say, I thought of it literally as I was listening to these SESers talk about this issue, was I think that's all statutory to my knowledge. Certainly it's either in statute or regulation. Change that to allow one or the other. So either the manager needs to go through all the steps before saying to somebody, you're out of here, all the performance improvement plans and so forth, but then there's no appeal procedure. Or you can dismiss somebody without all the steps, but there is an appeals procedure. Now, when I mentioned that, so one or the other, but not two bites at the apple. When I mentioned that the SESers, one of the SESers pointed out, well, right now the appeals procedure is based on did you go through all the steps. So obviously, if you introduce the change I'm suggesting here, or at least putting out there for discussion, you need to change the grounds for the appeal procedure that, there'd have to be some explanation by the manager about why this employee was dismissed, and the employee would have a chance to give their own version, but you wouldn't have to show you've gone through all of the PIP steps and so forth, or else the one bite at the apple would not make any sense. But that was an idea that I just have came to listening to these managers sort of say that this small number, relatively small number of non-performing or even anti-performing, they sort of subtract value from the workplace, employees demoralizes everybody else. Is just a terrible signal about government work. I mean, it's really bad news.
It is really impressive to me, I have to say, that folks are more concerned about the operations of their organizations than they are about their own wallets. It's a pretty good commentary at a time when there doesn't seem to be a lot of good commentary about what people think about people that work for the federal government.
Well, you know, Francis, at the end of the blog post, this was before the FAA reorganization came through, but I put in a paragraph thanking the 50 safety inspectors of the FAA who were, you know, runway safety inspectors who were working without pay during, you know, during the period where they didn't have authorization. And needless to say, those folks are given no credit out there. And at least I wanted to add my voice saying thank you to them.